at macfound.org.
Hey, it's the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. I'm your host, Bill Dudley, and we've got some great music coming your way for the next 55. And don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook live as it's happening. Just go to LMSWMNF. Get that out of the way, because people are going to want to tune in and see these guys. They're really great. They're called Man the Hunter, and we're going to let them start off with a tune. What's this going to be, guys?
This one is called The Dog Who Caught the Car.
am I, Man the Hunter, our guest on today's show. They're here live, and this is the Live Music Showcase on WMNF in Tampa. So, who wants to tell me about this band and how y'all came together, etc.? Also, introduce the players. The bass player steps forward, folks.
Yeah, imagine that. Our singer slash guitarist, Jim Melody, started this quite a while ago. We've had lots of different versions of this band. We went from 3 people to 4 people to 5 people to 4 people to back to the trio.
It's kind of a pyramid-shaped band.
Yes, quite. And we got Ryan Frazier on the drums, and I am Ryan Girardi.
And that's Jim Melody on the guitar.
Correct.
Yeah. So what would you, how would you classify that last song? What's that about? Is that a true story?
It's, the name of the song is A Dog Who Caught the Car.
Oh, let's turn off the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was going to be a thing there. Yeah, it's talking the other mic, folks.
Yeah, the name of the song is The Dog Who Caught the Car. It's really about, about politicians who see kind of shiny objects and they chase after them for a little while.
Social consciousness music.
Yeah, when they get there, they really don't know what to do, basically.
Okay. So, Jim, you write the songs?
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Stay
by that. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, no, I get them about, like, say, 50% done or so, bring them in, and we kind of woodshed them, go over ideas over and over. So
sounds like
that's basically the process.
Yeah, sounds like a good way to do it. Yeah. What's this next one going to be?
This next song is called Better Run.
Thank you.
Music from Man the Hunter, our guest on today's Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. You can watch the show at facebook.com/LMSWMNF. And the way that works is that we got a great video crew here. Bob Hoke is the director. We've got Marcy and Tom Connors on the cameras. Larry Lockdown sick today, so Joe Remo is on camera taking his place. We've got Dr. Richard Stone in the house. We have Ayla Skye helping out with the audio setup also, and Mark Perfetti, the man with the mixer, making it all sound great right here on the radio. And you can be watching us live anytime you want. Listen to our old shows on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in LMSWM. No, wait a minute. That's Facebook. I'm talking about YouTube. Go to YouTube if you want to watch the old shows. Let me get that right. And type in WMNF Live Music Showcase, and you'll find us. We've got a lot of extra noise coming out of the guitar amp here. That sound you hear in the background is some other radio stations, I think. Anyway, we're going to see if we can get rid of that. But if not, we'll just soldier on. Sounds okay on the air, I think. So just a little extra noise when I'm talking. Maybe that's good. I don't know. Anyway, this is a show that happens every Friday afternoon here on WMNF. And we appreciate all of our great LMS listeners. If you really love this radio station and this radio show, you're welcome to make a tax-deductible contribution to keep WMNF and this radio show on the air. Just go to WMNF.org and you'll figure it out. It's we got the tip jar there for you. And all kinds of aid and assistance would definitely be appreciated. Keep live music going in the Bay Area. Let's have another tune from Man the Hunter.
Oh, liquor, sick and sober. Dirty pillows won't get you over. Legs are aching, soul is choking. Promise bed is a promise broken.
Yeah, I love that last chord. That is great. Totally irrelevant. Hey, we got a great band on our show here today, folks. It's Man the Hunter. They're here live, and we're doing a little radio listening here in the background. Hope that won't matter. You can't hear it during the music, just when we're talking here. Anyway, I understand you guys are going to be playing out in February. What's the deal with that? Whoever wants to talk about that. Well, no, I got on my sheet here. It says viewers like you album release party at the Blue Note in Tampa.
Yes, correct. We've never played there before. Played at many many gigs around town. We've been together for about 10 years now, so we've hit just about every venue at least once
in various combinations.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So that is February 23rd.
Yes, correct.
Coming up.
Yeah.
And this is your new album?
Well,
it's a compilation.
Not ours. I think it's for somebody else, but we're working on some new stuff right now.
Okay.
We put out a 5-song LP or EP rather not too long ago.
And you've got some place where people can go find out what you guys are doing here? You got a Facebook?
Yeah, we got a Facebook page under Man the Hunter, Bandcamp as
Man
well.
Man the Hunter Band.
Correct. And yeah, there's a ton of songs on there, so please check it out, and hopefully we'll be booking some 2019 gigs.
Hey, I'd book you guys.
Hey, thank
you. You guys are a lot of fun. You know.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, man.
Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. The Ryans and the Jim.
That's right.
They are Man the Hunter. Let's have another song before we go nuts listening to this radio station in the background. We'll be right back.
what's your role? Is a heaven under drugs? Is a heaven?
Music from Man the Hunter. They're our guest on today's live music showcase from WMNF in Tampa. We got Ryan on the bass, Ryan on the drums, and Jim on the vocals and lead guitar. Power trio, I guess you would call this. And I notice I'm looking in the window of our drum booth here. I'm looking at Ryan in there on the drums. He's working really hard. I guess when you got a trio, you guys all have to work pretty hard, right? I mean, it's like if you don't play, nothing happens.
Indeed, yeah, we do. We spend a lot of time in Ryan's garage, banging out, you know, parts of the songs, and he's a very meticulous drummer. So
yeah,
I wouldn't
he's
be surprised.
Busy too.
Yeah,
very very busy. I enjoy that. I like seeing what he's going to do next.
Me too.
You can watch our show live on Facebook, LMSWMNF. And Dr. Stone is here with his lab coat and his stethoscope, taking time off from the ER. He's come down here to help us. And he's also puts our show on YouTube later on this evening or tomorrow morning. He'll have us up on YouTube on our very own channel. And you can find that. Just go to type in WMNF Live Music Showcase, and you'll find us. And we go. And we go back like 3 years. I think we finally got rid of our noise in the background there. That sounds great. Wow. Very pristine all of a sudden. That's great. We better hurry up and play another tune before it comes back. Thanks to Mark Perfetti for fixing this thing up here on the fly. What's this next one going to be?
This one's called 1984. Hey, oh,
in a party like 1984.
Partying like 1984 right here in the live music studio from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley. This is the Live Music Showcase. Comes to you every Friday afternoon here on Community Radio at WMNF. We're all volunteers here on the crew of the Live Music Showcase. Mark Perfetti at the control board mixing it up. Assisted today by Ayla Sky and Richard Stone. We've got cameras, Bob Hoke directing the TV portion of the show with cameras by Marcy and Tom Connors, and Joe Remo sitting in for the ailing Larry Lockdown. So we're happy to have Joe here today. Thanks for showing up, Joe. All right. And in the band, we got Jim, Ryan, and Ryan doing a great job here. I'm enjoying the music. I kind of like that shuffle rhythm.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when you write these songs, talking to Jim Melody, the aptly named leader of the band, where do the ideas for the songs come from?
Just observing, I guess, observation, seeing what's going on around us right now.
Are you trying to make a point with any of them, or are you just trying to just create a feeling?
A lot of time it's just mood things. I mean, I scat out the songs in just random words, and then I'll take those and just... even if it doesn't mean anything, that sometimes words just sound good together without any meaning. And sometimes I think that's called poetry. And then I'll write songs with more of a meaning, and I hope that it's not too obvious. I try to veil everything as much as I can. Sometimes it doesn't work, but
he watches a lot of network news.
Yeah, depending on what network, I guess.
I try to watch them all.
So, do you have an album out, or is there anywhere people can hear your music?
Yes, we're Spotify.
Okay.
iTunes.
Okay.
We have, again, on Bandcamp. All our music is up on Bandcamp.
So it says here, our music is free to be streamed or downloaded at Bandcamp, manthehunter1@bandcamp.com.
Correct.
That means you're giving it away?
Giving it away.
Okay. And this is kind of a new thing. And what went into the decision to do it that way?
I think it's just the climate that we're in right now.
Uh-huh.
It's just it doesn't seem like there's much pain of music for music, at least at our level right now. So,
yeah, you guys are all from around here?
Yes,
uh-huh.
From Brandon here, Tampa, and Clearwater.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll download some of this stuff. How many tracks do you have up on there?
Right now, we just have 5. It's just an EP. We have 3 more that we're working on right now. So hopefully, we can add to that.
Okay.
Over the next couple months.
Yeah.
Make it a real album.
Yeah, well, when the new track is posted, do you let everybody know? You have a mailing list and stuff like that?
We don't have it. We're the most unorganized band.
Oh, man.
Or top three, at least.
It's the top three unorganized
that's ever existed.
I will say we have been recording lately at Dark Matter Studios, and they're fantastic to work with.
Okay, where are they?
They're in what, Clearwater or St. Pete?
St. Pete.
He
says St. Pete.
Yeah. That's actually Ryan's cousin.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, always have a shout out to the people that are helping make the music happen here. All right, let's have another song from Man the Hunter.
Oh,
get it, I say what you want. Get it, panic, I say what you want. You're the man with the delicate hand. You're the man with the sense to plan. When you get, you got it, I say what you want. Get it, panic, I say what you want. You're the man with the delicate hand. Demolition man with the delicate hand. Take town, well, you got it. Get it, FedEx, say what you want. You're the man with the delicate hands. You're the man with the sinister plan. If you get it, say what you want. Get it, FedEx, say what you want. You're the man, the delicate hand. The demolition man with the delicate hand. Tell, well, you got it.
Yeah, I like the way you ended that.
It's tough in a studio.
Oh, you mean normally it fades out?
Normally they're visual cues looking at the...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We need to put another window in that drum booth so you can see them from where you're standing. Yeah. You're tuned into the Live Music Showcase here. You can watch our show on Facebook at LMSWMNF. Type that into Facebook and you should be getting us. And the band is Man the Hunter. They got a couple of ways you can find out about them. Facebook.com/ManTheHunterBand, and they're also you can listen or download their music, and at no charge to anyone at ManTheHunter1.bandcamp.com. Check them out there, and they're going to be doing a show at the Blue Note in Tampa on February 23rd. So you can come out and hear them live. I'm really enjoying the drums. I think I mentioned that before. There's Ryan. Ryan's in the drum booth. That snare drum is wonderful. Is that something special about that?
Actually, it was like a deal of the day type thing that my wife got for me for Christmas.
Okay.
It's based off of the old Ludwig Black Beauty.
It sounds great.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I have nicer, more expensive snare drums.
And you got a hi-hat with a little tiny he's got a little tiny tambourine mounted on top of his hi-hat cymbal. guess that makes everything sound kind of thicker, huh?
Yeah, just kinda, gives it that, kinda that cute. Special jingle.
Yeah, that's Ryan on the drums. We got Ryan also on the bass, different Ryan.
Yes, sir.
And so what kind of, have you been in a bunch of bands around the Bay Area here?
Yeah, I started in a band called Superfly. Just want to make mention of Eddie Machete Rodriguez. Love you, buddy. And then I was in a band called 10 Second Drop, and then we started this band about 10 years ago with us two or three people and then a rotating cast. But yeah, for a while.
Have you always played this kind of music? Which I don't know how to define this kind of music, but whatever.
you know, what? I just call it rock. Yeah, so generally rock. I think anything can kind of fall into that.
Yeah.
You had some distortion, you know?
That's the key.
That's right.
And we got Jim on the lead guitar and working real hard. You got to play a lot of guitar when you're in a trio, right?
Yeah, you can't hide behind anything either.
So if you stop playing, it's just thumps and bangs.
Right. Yeah, in our other iterations, we had other guitar players.
Right, yeah.
You know, it just really helped out a lot by thicking things up.
Yeah.
And kind of hit some mistakes if there were any. But it also clutters things up also. Having to strip down three pieces really nice in its own way.
Who do you think is your main like audience for this style of music
we're still trying to figure out what that is.
Family members.
No. Whoever enjoys free music. We have a great business model.
Well, it's good music. I'm enjoying it too. This is the Live Music Showcase with Man the Hunter. On our show, I got to read a thing here. It says, oops, let me grab my paper. This time of the year, folks, it's out with the old, in with the new. If you are cleaning your garage, WMNF accepts vehicle donations and will gladly worry about the sale and the paperwork so that you don't have to. We'll pick up those not-so-cool Hot Wheels from your garage at a time that's convenient to you. All you got to do is call 1-888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org, and thanks. It really help us out. Donate that old vehicle. Well, this is the Live Music Showcase with Jim, Ryan, and Ryan. They are Man the Hunter. Let's let them do another song.
One for the road.
gets away, it's your soul. Another trip in the space. A life where you owe. Take it alive. Time when you owe. Day and time. Time when you owe. Let it ride. Lie when you hold, he said. One bottle of beer, one for the road, one for the little man. Chips away, it's yours.
There it is again. It's come back. We thought it was gone, but it has returned. Well, anyway, it's not getting in the way of your music, so that's good. Man the Hunter, our band on today's live music showcase here from WMNF Community Radio in Tampa. We got Jim, Ryan, and Ryan playing a whole lot of music for three guys, doing a great job. This is a show that happens every Friday afternoon here on WMNF. If you want to support live music and community radio, just go to WMNF.org. Check out the tip jar. Leave us a tax-deductible contribution. So, three guys from Tampa, I want to read you their little thing here that they typed up for me. I asked them to type me up a cheat sheet so that I could, know their names and stuff like that. So it says here, listen to this, folks. Add one part twisted blues rock, one part stoner rock. Must mean stones or something. I don't know. One part swampy psychedelic and a touch of two-car garage rock. That's better than the one-car garage rock. From this primordial stew rises Man the Hunter, hometown Tampa. Drummer, where the Man the Hunter name came from. What's the story, Ryan?
Well, it's not much of a story. I was reading an article on the paleo diet that came up on my news feed. Didn't actually make it through the article, I don't
think.
Did
you go on the diet?
No, but I thought about it.
Uh-huh.
That's
good for something, right?
It takes you at least 3 calories to think about it.
So that was a phrase that was in this article, and I thought, hey, that's a good name for a band.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it really has a meaning for everyone else, but for me, when I saw it, it was kind of this idea that how I took that phrase and interpreted it for our band meeting was life can be kind of mundane and boring if you let it be, but if you pursue your passions, that's kind of what I think we're meant to do.
That's great.
This is our hunting is creating music for somebody else. It might be skydiving or whatever.
It's a lot safer to make music, I think. But I hear they get really cheap life insurance, those skydivers. I don't know. I heard that. I don't know if that's true or not. Man the Hunter. Great name for a band. We've got about, let's see here. We have exactly 5 minutes to go. Do you have a 5-minute or a 6-minute song? Or do you have two short ones you want to put in? Or what do you want to do,
probably
guys?
About a 5-minute song right here, I think.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
We'll finish up.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't quite make it, I'll give you a stretch, and you can go around again, right?
All right. Sounds good.
Listen, guys, thanks for coming on our show. This has been a lot of fun today. Ryan and Jim here on the live music showcase. What's the name of this?
This one's called Deer in the Headlights. A heavy load
sick of the storm. Gotta light your load now. Light your load. A deer in the headlights. Fork in the road.
This is WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned following NPR News for the Rhythm Revival, the commuter sitting in today for Reverend Billy.